It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take stock of a new survey of American fears and find out what's on top of the scary things list for you.
First, a federal judge has denied a petition by the American Civil Liberties Union to expand which forms of identification would be accepted as legal voter IDs. The ACLU asked that technical college IDs, out-of-state driver's licenses, and veterans' photo IDs be ruled acceptable at the polls.
Joining us now to discuss the impact of this decision is Andrea Kaminsky. She is executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. Andrea, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So this ruling says, no, we don't have to add these acceptable forms of voter ID. Is this something that you think is going to have an impact on people here in Wisconsin?
Well, the League of Women Voters did oppose the voter ID law to begin with. We didn't want it to be passed, and then we challenged it, as did the ACLU and other groups. But now it has gone into effect, and of course now we turn to educating voters and trying to make sure that everybody who is eligible to vote has that opportunity. But the ACLU, so we believed that the law to begin with will have an effect, and what the ACLU was trying to do was just amend the law, have certain parts of the law ruled unconstitutional, because the courts have said that law is constitutional. However, it's the most strict voter ID law in the country, in that it only allows a very short list of IDs to be acceptable IDs for voting, for getting a ballot and having it counted. And so we're trying to, the ACLU was trying to expand that list.
Well, let's look at the individual forms of ID they were trying to add on. Technical college IDs. Now, I think campus IDs can be acceptable if they meet certain criteria. It seems like technical college IDs are a gray area. The judge said they haven't been excluded specifically, but it's not clear that they're included as acceptable forms.
And that's exactly right. And the Government Accountability Board took that up, and they felt that two-year college ID should be acceptable, but some people don't think so. And so that is a gray area. And, you know, we look at that and we think, well, why wouldn't they be acceptable? It says a student ID from a technical college is a government issued ID. It has the student's name and photo. Why should it not be acceptable? Why should there be preferential treatment for four-year students rather than two-year?
And another form was out-of-state driver's licenses. As I understand the ruling, the judge says the state doesn't have to accept those as voter ID, in part because there's a remedy. Anybody who can get one of those can get their U.S. passport and use that as their ID.
Well, not all of us have a passport. Not all of us have a driver's license. But the purpose of the voter ID law is simply to say that so that the poll official, the poll worker, knows that when I walk in, that I'm the person I say I am. And my name, I've already established when I registered to vote that I am a state resident and I'm eligible to vote, and I've already established that. And so all they need to do is know that I am the person whose name is in the poll book. And it would seem that any official ID with a name and a photo should qualify.
Talking to Andrea Kaminsky from Wisconsin's League of Women Voters, looking at a ruling on an ACLU lawsuit over voter ID in Wisconsin, not a challenge this time to the concept itself, but looking at particular forms of ID that under current rules and under this ruling will not be accepted as valid forms of ID. The third main form, Andrea, that this was looking at was veterans' ID. So what's your reaction to that not being accepted as a form of ID at the polls?
Boy, that's the one that is most incomprehensible. How somebody who has served in the service, they've made that sacrifice for our country. Why, and that's it's a government issued photo ID. Why would that not be acceptable? I can't imagine. And so you know, what the ACLU was trying to do is make these acceptable IDs.
Now, looking ahead, as you mentioned, voter ID is the law of the land. It will apparently be in place for elections in 2016, and there are going to be a bunch of them. So what are you looking for now when it comes to implementation and making things work as smoothly as possible and making sure that people who should be able to vote can vote?
Well, the first thing that we want to do is educate voters. We've got a government accountability board that has developed a lot of great materials. Some groups like ours, like League of Women Voters and ACLU, have developed great materials. The Government Accountability Board does not have much of a budget with which to get those materials out and that message, but we need to educate every eligible voter in the state. And so we do have good materials on our website, and what we need is for everybody who, for people to talk about it. You know, don't assume that your relatives who are living perhaps in another part of the state or whatever have an acceptable ID. There will be some people who think they have one that will work, and it will not. So people need to know that there's a short list of acceptable IDs, and they need to know what to do to be prepared to vote. And if they don't have an ID, they can get one for free from the DMV, but that takes some time, and again, they need to know how to do that.
So you're hoping people don't find out that they can't vote with their ID on election day, I imagine. What do you recommend people do if they're not sure? They have something in their wallet, they're not sure it gets them into the polls.
Sure. Well, they can go to the official Government Accountability Board website for voter ID, which is, it's called Bring It to the Ballot. It's bringit, B-R-I-N-G-I-T, .wi.gov. And they will get all the information they need there. If they go to the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin website, there are some great brochures on there, or just flyers. They're not complicated pieces at all, and they tell you not only how to, you know, what kind of IDs are acceptable, but also how to go to the DMV, what you need to bring if you need to get an ID.
You referred to the existence of the Government Accountability Board. It currently exists. It may not come election times next year, so we could be implementing this photo ID with something different, a different election body than we have now. What are your concerns regarding that possibility?
That is a huge concern. We believe this is not the time to be changing our top election agency when we have big elections next year and a new voter ID law that will certainly cause some problems for some people. So, first of all, we hope that doesn't happen, that there isn't a change. But besides that, it's just going to make it all the more important that people, start now and get this straightened out if they need to get an ID. It may take some time.
We've seen challenges to voter ID itself go through the courts. They're pretty much done. We've seen this ruling yesterday regarding forms of ID. Is there more coming in the courts when it comes to voter ID? Are we pretty much done seeing these cases now?
Well, it is possible that the ACLU could appeal this ruling. This was in the federal district court in Milwaukee. They now could take it to an appeals court. I don't know whether they'll do that, but that would be the main change. The other thing is that we can be talking to our legislators about maybe amending the law, making it a little less strict. I understand that the legislature we have now wanted this law, and that it's going to be difficult to change it. But to talk about these three types of ID. That would be a relatively small tweak to the law, and it really would make voting more accessible to our veterans and to other people in our state.
We'll leave it there. Andrea, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Andrea Kaminsky. She's Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. She joined us to discuss the federal court's decision to deny an ACLU request to expand forms of voter ID here in Wisconsin.
Coming up, the Survey of American Fears is out. At the top of the list, government corruption. People are really freaked out about that, it turns out. Well, what about you? What are you most afraid of? This is the spooky month, the time to think about such things. You can call us starting right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post your fear on the Central Time Facebook page.